alienation, misogyny. Ian Dalton's article in The Last Socialist, What's Behind the Surge in Eating Disorders, made important points about the material hurdles capitalism puts in the way of healthy eating. But it's also worth expanding on his point about the general context of misogyny and alienation under capitalism. Self-harm among young women aged 13 to 16 rose 68% between 2011 and 2014, according to the British Medical Journal's latest study. Young women are now about 3 times as likely to self-harm as young men. Suicide is also on the rise among women. In Britain, men are 3 times more likely to die by suicide. But the Samaritans have found that suicide among women in Wales increased 62% from 2014 to 2015. Women are shouldering 85% of benefit cuts, according to a 2016 report by the Fair Deal for Women Charity Coalition. Austerity is scrapping public sector jobs, mainly women's. It is closing women's refuges. Prominent figures and institutions continue to attack women's rights and social standing worldwide. So are these figures any wonder? Capitalist society robs ordinary people of full control of their lives in every sphere, from work to home and beyond. Marxists call it alienation. It is doubly true for women due to capitalism's enduring sexism, part of its foundations. In the absence of a visible route for constructive collective struggle, it is inevitable that some people will seek to assert control over their lives through individual action, often on themselves. Even the positive or harmless aspects of this, such as the growing popularity of healthy and ethical eating, can turn into their opposites, including eating disorders. Anyone can fall victim, but working-class women are perhaps the worst affected. Jeremy Corbyn and the trade union leaders should take note. Without collective struggle to end crisis-ridden capitalism, suicide, eating disorders, even terrorism, are its fruits. Art Clements, Manor Park, East London.